This time, every year, more than 100,000 people pack the halls of the San Diego Convention Center for the world-famous Comic-Con. It's the big comic book convention, but it's also so much more. Petra Mayer, editor at NPR Books, is there. And Petra, costumes are part of the Comic-Con scene, so what are you wearing?
An important part of Comic-Con is what they call cosplay, costuming, dressing up like your favorite character. And I thought that it would be marvelous to be one of my favorite characters in all of comics, Spider Jerusalem, who is a crusading journalist in a future dystopia. He's basically kind of Hunter S. Thompson in the future.
Cool.
And I thought, being here as a journalist, what could be more appropriate?
Crusading at Comic-Con, I love it. So this is your first trip there. What have you seen so far?
It's absolutely overwhelming. I mean, I've been to big conventions before, but Comic-Con is exponentially bigger than anything I've ever seen. I mean, it's comics, yes, but it's also movies and television and games and toys and books and costuming. And it's, in fact, it's so big that it's spilled out of the enormous San Diego Convention Center. And in fact, outside, DC Comics has a miniature Gotham with a zip line. You can zip line through Gotham. The cartoon Adventure Time has a giant play area. The video game Assassin's Creed has a parkour course. So if you wanted to run obstacles in your costume, you could.
Wow. Now, in a way, Comic-Con is kind of a misnomer because the convention is about so much more than comics. And we'll talk about that in a second. But what's getting the big buzz this year?
I would have to say this is the year of Marvel and movies. They're going to be talking about the next Avengers movie, Age of Ultron, maybe Captain America, maybe Doctor Strange. There are lots of rumors going around that Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be Doctor Strange, and he is here this year. People were lining up last night to see him, but he's promoting a sequel to the animated movie Madagascar called Penguins of Madagascar. So if he is going to be Doctor Strange, they're being very cagey about it.
Wow. So that's on the movie side of things, or comics being turned into movies. What about the comics themselves?
Well, I think what people are celebrating this year is that it's the 75th anniversary of Batman, so there are going to be a lot of Batman panels. I've seen a lot of Batman character costumes. And of course, Marvel, again, made some big news last week with their announcement that Thor was going to be a woman and the new Captain America was going to be black. There have always been women who cosplay as Thor, but I've seen a bunch of them today, which I think is reflecting that announcement.
Well, I have to say, all this talk about comics and movies and zip lines makes me wish I was there with you. But we should actually have a serious conversation about an issue that comes up repeatedly in conventions like this, and that is the way that women are treated. Is Comic-Con doing anything to address attitudes about women and sexual harassment at its convention?
The answer to that is sort of. Sexual harassment has been an issue that's been really at the forefront with conventions over the past couple of years. Comic-Con has not really had a stated policy. They had a code of conduct. And then a couple of months ago, there was actually a fan petition by a group called Geeks for Consent, asking for Comic-Con to actually have a codified harassment policy. In response, they've kind of, at least they've inserted lines about harassment won't be tolerated into their code of conduct. But their marketing and PR director said a couple of months ago in an interview that they didn't want to be too specific about harassment because that might give people the idea that there was harassment at Comic-Con. And the thunderous rumbling you can hear right now is every female fan in the building saying, "But there is."
Well, Petra Mayer is editor at NPR Books. She's talking to us from the crowded and energetic halls of San Diego's Comic-Con. Petra, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.